Are you a new mom and you maybe want to go back to work, or you want to stay home and create your own work? I'm Mary Goulet. Welcome to Momstown 365.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and this episode is about moms making money. But first, head on over to Momstown365.com, sign up for our newsletter, and we have all these great tips, and we get great women on this show all the time, helping us, like, Meg Applegate is one of those great women who put together this fantastic post over at LinkedIn, and she has this list of resources for women to get back to work.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, and if you need to spruce up your resume,
yes,
maybe call or reach out to Emily Stark.
Marketable Mama.
Yes, that's a great name too.
We are so fortunate at Momstown to have this growing community of really cool moms that help one another. That's what I love about it. That's why, we would love for you to join our newsletter and join our community and this start getting in touch with these different women, because they're here to help. They want to help mom. It's just this, I don't know, it's what life should be about.
Right. And I think you're always going to find your tribe within our tribe. Like the new moms share ideas.
Yes.
And the nesting empty nester moms. They have ideas.
And then those moms in the middle, in the trenches.
Still.
Making,
right?
Packing lunches every day.
Yep, and volunteering at the elementary school and things like that. So you'll find your tribe within our tribe.
Yeah, for sure. And so at Momstown 365, one of the things that Mary and I have done over the years is really, we talk about parenting, and you'll see some of the episodes on time management, and we have some fun things about girlfriends and making dinner and all those kinds of things.
Organizing.
Yeah, getting organized. And we have a great organizer, Miss Organized, Tracy Pay. But we also, our jam is entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. and moms, helping moms make money. Because we know an extra $500 a week or a month can make a difference.
Right. So if you're kind of a new mom, or your kids are under five and you're like, I got this down. I know how to handle my kids. I know their schedules and et cetera. I want to try and do something on the side.
Side hustles.
Side hustle.
I think that side hustle term is a great, I don't know if some people like it or don't like it, but I thought, I kind of like the term side hustle.
I think
hustle.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your number one priority is your kids, your family.
Because that's a full-time job.
That is a full-time job. And then this wonderful thing happens when we're moms is that we get this innate, like, urge to make the world a better place.
Yes.
And we feel like because you grow so much being a mom, and you want to make a little bit of money probably just to help out with bank of husband.
Yeah, and maybe there's a lot of moms who are the primary breadwinners now.
Yes.
You know, and so the husband is on the other side trying to figure out a side hustle. Because at the end of the day, motherhood or parenting is a full-time job.
Yeah, I have a guy coming over to do some electrical work for me tomorrow. They have a brand new baby.
Aww.
And she's the moneymaker. Mm-hmm. And he just does some, you know, supports her and does his own little side work. Side hustle.
Side hustle.
And being a dad. Okay, so.
So we always, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we always recommend going to, LinkedIn's a great resource. So, and I do really mean, go look up Meg Applegate on LinkedIn, because she put together that great post to help women get back to work, because that's another thing that's really important. So many moms have been displaced.
Yes.
Out of the workforce in the last couple years. And so getting women back to work is really a huge effort of also the Mom Project.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. So they're doing fabulous work over there at helping moms. So definitely, if you're looking to get back into the workforce, we would highly recommend that you go check them out. They're doing great work.
Yes. And it really comes down to your personality.
Yeah.
You know, I could not go back to a job because I'm too antsy, or I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to do with myself in a office building.
Right. And some people don't know what to do out of an office building, right? Out of their careers and stuff. And then sometimes women, now that they've been displaced and been working from home, some people don't want to go back to the office.
Right. But the...
So now what?
Right. So since we've been entrepreneurs pretty much most of our entire life, we kind of have an idea of how you find your muse, how you find that inspiration, that possibility, because sometimes it's right under your nose.
You just don't know where to start sometimes.
Right. So quick story, a mom of three kids, the youngest was like 2 years old. And she might have four. Anyway, she's like, yeah, you know, I don't want my daughter not to get the same experience of me being a stay-at-home mom for her. I got to figure something out. So I asked her, what skills do you have? What interests do you have? What talents do you possess? Talked to her like three times because we would meet at this meeting once a week. She goes, geez, I don't know, man. You know, I do this palette art. And I'm like, what's palette art? Well, you break down those palettes at the delivery places, and then I get them nailed together in whatever size I need, and then I do artwork on them, and then I give them away to friends and family. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Just giving it away.
I go, that is what you can do to make extra money. She gets the palettes for free.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just her time and talent.
Wow.
And she goes, I never saw it that way.
And now she's doing palette art.
Now she's doing palette art for pay.
For pay.
Yes.
A little side hustle.
Right. So make a list of your talents. And even if you think they're so minuscule.
You never know.
You don't know. Mm-mm. It could be the thing that jump starts you right into the financial wherewithal.
And I think also another one of those things is what can you do that's fun and effortless?
Yep. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's where your genius is, but you're not looking at it because it's like so easy for you.
Right. But write it down on the list. And maybe sometimes you have somebody else tell you outside looking in. Oh, there you go. What do others comment about you being good at?
Yes. Oh, you'd be perfect for like that.
Sometimes other people can see our talents better than we can because sometimes I think we're just too modest or we're too busy.
Right.
Too tired to see what I might be actually talented at.
Right.
And sometimes people think that they don't have any talent, so that's not true.
Oh, we all have something, and it could be super simple. So starting out with the list is really important. And let's see. Oh, you know what? Start a vision board.
I love vision boards. I do think that they really work. And my middle son is just graduated at Chapman University. And in one of his classes, they did a vision board at the university, a great private school university. And the professor had them do vision boards. Why? Because they work. And
yes.
He didn't even know what a vision board was. And then they started putting like all these things and it started opening up different possibilities.
So did he say the process of doing it? Was it like getting old magazines and cutting pictures out or what did they use?
Yeah, pictures,
words,
definitely like words and imagery, pictures. I think you could probably even songs, music.
Yeah.
Titles that bring something, that spark something in you. Anything that like sparks something in you should go on your vision board.
Right. And if it doesn't spark anything, don't just put it in a pile.
Yeah. Take it off the list. Don't put it on the vision board.
Right. And vision boards are awesome to keep. Put it in your closet when it no longer inspires you and go back to it like a year later. You're going to go, oh my gosh, look at how much I've grown.
And they can change.
Yes.
Vision boards evolve. So it's if you did one 5-10 years ago or if you've never done one, just try it.
Or,
what can it hurt?
And pull it out after like 4 or 5 years and realize, oh my gosh, I actually did get that car that
there
I put
go.
On.
Yeah. You never know.
It's awesome.
Be bold. Be creative. Hey, start a vision board. We're Momstown 365 and we're here for you every day.